السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers in Islam. Today, and it's not the first day, I saw many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam alive. I saw it alive in the front of me. I'm so scared I can be next. You remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about when he said a man will say a word, he doesn't mean it, can lead him to the seven level of hell. And another report, it will take him to 7 years of torture in Jahannam, walayazu billah. Listen carefully. He said a person will say a word, and even he doesn't mean it, will do this to him. And a person, why say a word, and he doesn't mean it, and elevate him to the highest level in Jannah. When you look at this hadith and the fiqh of hadith, what it means? Be careful of what you say, and don't take it slightly. And this why one of the sunnah of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to be careful of what you say. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the signs of the end of time, the person will wake up a mu'min and sleep a kafir, or a Muslim, or a person. Sleep a kafir and wake up a mu'min. What it mean again? It mean the fluctuation of the heart, and the heart is not stable. Meaning, this time, easy, the people will lose their iman very easy. May Allah save us, and may Allah save me to be among those. My dear brother and sister in Islam, you hear it a lot, complaining about why I'm not pretty, why I'm not be like so-and-so, why so-and-so is more rich than me, why so-and-so have a degree, why so-and-so has a better job. All this state of kufr, of the ni'mah of Allah, and kufr of the wisdom of Allah. Today I heard something new, but was not the first time in my life. When a Muslim, supposed to be a Muslim, he praising the evil people. And he said, why the nasty people, why the people with bad manner go ahead and they get away with a lot? And the same person said, why I cannot be nasty? Why I have to be nice? Imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a good quality, the quality chosen by Allah for you, and you do kufr of the quality of Allah. Allah give you the quality of angels, and you tell him, Allah give me the quality of shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the quality of people of Jannah, and you said, Allah, I don't want it. I want be the quality of people of Jahannam. And the person keep repeating the same sentence over and over again. I try to explain, and the people do not understand what Quran said. You remember how many verses in Quran when Allah talk about the kuffar and munafiqeen? وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. And I will let it go. I will give them. But doesn't mean Allah give you dunya, or Allah allow you to be oppressor, or Allah allow you to be aggressor, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you happy with your material life. The gangster can be happy, the thief is happy. Is this meaning is good? Imagine when I see a Muslim praising the evil people, and he said, why I cannot be like them? After what I heard today and repeat it over and over again, believe me, I remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said in the end of time, the belly of the earth will be better for you than the top of the earth. And this is what's happening to me now. I feel I wish to be in the belly of the earth. People talking, people make backbiting, gossip, saying things can lead them to Jahannam for infinity, and they do not aware about it. The angel can say Ameen, and they're not aware about it. This by itself is a musibah. This is severe heedlessness and blindness. When Allah will allow you to say things against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and against the wisdom and kindness and generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And still, they do not know the magnitude of what they said. Even if they do not mean it and they repeat it. My dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful about what you say. Be careful about what you have in your heart. I see it today. People carry so much against each other for no reason. To the point it can destroy the relationship and destroy the goodness. And when you look again, who you doing it to? You're doing it against the people who are good to you. This again, blindness. Where it coming from? Severe arrogance and ego to the point when Allah lead you to destroy yourself by your own hand. Similar, when you look to all this tyrant leader, the killer, the one who killed by hundreds and thousands, how does he do that? Blindness. Do you think they believe they're wrong? No, they believe they're right. Pharaoh, what he said to Musa alayhi salam, he said, do you want to cause mischief on earth? You are oppressor. Pharaoh tell Musa alayhi salam, you are oppressor and you want to spread mischief and you want to change our religion. Listen who's talking, to whom? By this way, when you learn, when the people go in a state of blindness, shaitan decorate the state of the heart, decorate the state of the tongue, until the person do not know what he's talking about. And this is the ultimate torture and disgrace from Allah to the person. When he make him blind, going to his own Jahannam by his own hand. May Allah save us from the state of blindness and heedlessness and arrogance and ego. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with the quality beloved to Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful of what you say. Be careful of what you have in your heart. And don't have it deep in your heart, and otherwise it will pop in a time. You may say it and you die. May Allah save our heart from the fluctuation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold our heart with his deen. May Allah hold our heart with good deed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the kareen, shakirin, hamideen, radin, murtadin. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. This is all I can say. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. A'udhu billahi min ghadabillah. A'udhu billahi min ghadabillah. A'udhu billahi min ghadabillah. O Allah, save me from your anger, Ya Allah. Save me from your anger, Ya Allah. Save me from your anger, Ya Allah. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.